Amazon Prime Video. Regency. Amazon Originals and Regency Enterprises present a new Regency production. A Childish Gambino film. A title, Guava Island. In animation, characters appear next to their respective credits. Donald Glover as Denny. Rihanna as Kofi. Denny, a bearded man, spins Kofi, a long-haired woman, in a dance. A bald, burly man leans against the credit. Nonzo Anozie as Red. As Denny plays guitar, the credit disappears, causing the bald man, Red, to fall. Red sends guards after Denny. Now a short-haired woman dances atop a credit. And Letitia Wright as Yara. Guards chase Denny and Kofi. Producers, Donald Glover, Pham Udiorgi, Carmen Cuba, Jennifer Roth. Executive producers, Hiro Murai, Stephen Glover, Ibra Ake. Story by Donald Glover, Stephen Glover, Ibra Ake, Jamal Olori, Pham Udiorgi. Kofi pours water behind her as she and Denny run. Palm trees sprout and lift up each guard. Screenplay by Stephen Glover. Kofi stops Denny from falling off a cliff. As they dance, a full moon shines on them. Directed by Hiro Murai. Fade to black.
A very, very long time ago, long before the birds, cars, and even coffee beans, the seven gods of the seven lands created the dueling truths, love and war.
On an animated ocean, an island appears.
The gods then decided humans would need a place away from these elements. A small island. This island in the very center of the world. They called it Guava.
A moving view travels through the lush, colorful island.
And this place, so filled with magic of the gods and untouched by man's hand, blossomed and bore fruit unlike any other place on Earth.
A man cuts through foliage and faces a sunny coast. He slices into a blue-tinted tree.
But the most amazing of all his bounty...
Blue worms crawl on the bark.
...was the clay worm. A creature only found on Guava Island that spins the most beautiful blue silk man had ever seen. Every man who saw the silk fell in love with it. But wherever there's love, war will follow.
Shadowy figures surround the man. Daggers pierce his eye. Now a hulking man clutches a blue bag.
The Red family took control of the silk, along with the people of Guava.
Rows of seamstresses work.
Greed and distrust spread all across the island. The gods, fed up with our insolence, turned their backs on the humans. And paradise was lost.
In a home, a woman sits near a little girl lying in bed.
My mother told me the story every night before bed, like her mother before her.
She turns off the light and goes.
To me, it was just a bedtime story. As far as I could tell, there was nothing for me on Guava. I longed to leave the island, to see the world outside.
The girl dreams about flying an airplane over a field of flowers. She wakes and goes to a window.
But one night, heard my path.
A boy plays guitar on a roof.
It was the most beautiful song I'd ever heard. But I was not gonna say that. So instead I yelled, "Keep trying. Practice is perfection." His smile, it was like moonlight.
The boy grins at her.
He said it was a shame I didn't like the song because it was for me. But he promised to come back and play every night until he sang a song as beautiful as me. Fortunately, no song is that beautiful. So I get to see and hear him every night.
Now adults, they run across the island.
I dreamed of leaving the island with him, starting a new life, free from survival. But Denny could never imagine leaving. He loved the people and would give anything to be loved in return.
Denny plays the guitar for Kofi.
His dream was to one day write a song that would unite the people of the island.
They enter a house.
A song that would remind us of the magic Guava had. Even if just for one day,
The houses on the island bounce in unison.
So we both kept dreaming. Because in the end, what else do we have but dreams?
The animation ends. Daytime. In live action, a woman wakes in bed. She stretches, then opens her eyes. The woman, Kofi, enters the hallway, wearing a scarf over her long braided hair. She approaches a room where a shirtless, bearded man plays guitar. As Denny sits facing away, Kofi watches from the doorway behind him and smiles.
Practice is perfection.
She grins. He doesn't turn.
I can do it when no one's listening.
Well, the part you didn't run was beautiful.
It's funny. That's what my other girlfriend say.
Kofi hits him with a pillow.
I was joking.
She throws the pillow at him.
I was joking.
He follows her into the hall. Glimpses show the town. A vendor cuts meat. A cat stands under a fruit crate, and a man shines a customer's shoes. A horse stands in a stream and grazes on a plant. Carrying the guitar and a bag, Denny hurries outside. He wears red cut-off shorts and pulls on an unbuttoned shirt as he runs. A man watches from a low roof.
Good morning, Denny.
Good morning.
Late again?
Not yet.
Denny rushes through a marketplace.
Hi, Denny.
Morning.
Morning, Denny.
Good morning, Carlo.
He passes a woman. Denny turns a corner and runs down a dirt road. He enters an alley between rundown homes. Three masked boys hold up makeshift weapons.
You got your money.
What?
Give us all your money now.
I can't understand you. You have a scarf on your face.
No jokes.
Okay.
A woman watches from inside a house, then shuts her window.
I don't have any money.
You lie. You play guitar on the radio.
He looks at the boy aiming a drill.
Dodo, I know it's you. Victor, I can see your face. Moppy, I'm helping you at church today. Why are you robbing me?
The boys uncover their faces.
We work for Red now. He said we could be soldiers.
Well, you're making me late. And if I'm late, I don't get paid. And if I don't get paid, you have nothing to take.
Dodo looks at his friends uncertainly. Denny beckons the boys closer.
Do you guys know about the concert?
What concert?
Shh. It's a secret. Doing a festival tonight. If you guys let me go, I'll let you sit by the stage. Deal?
Dodo glances between his friends and Denny.
Okay, Denny. You can go.
All right. Gracias. Oh, and the concert. It is a secret. Secret. All right. I'll see you guys.
Ciao, Lenny.
Ciao.
At a radio station.
This is Denny Maroon signing off, saying Red Cargo is the best cargo. I should know. I'm singing about it.
A man plays guitar while Denny sings into a microphone.
Red Cargo is the best cargo, I confess. It is all I use. Red Cargo is the best cargo with the red cargo, I'd be blue.
In a factory, a radio plays while rows of seamstresses work with blue fabric.
This has been the Red Radio Hour. I'm Danny Maroon. This last song is called Diving.
Kofi works by a short-haired woman, Yara. A little boy runs past.
Kido, stop banging! I told you I shouldn't have brought him to work.
Kofi smiles at her co-worker. They continue working. Yara watches as an armed guard leaves the factory floor. She turns and smiles.
Keisha, turn it up.
Keisha turns a knob on the radio.
Now this is my song, right?
Kofi eyes her coworker skeptically. Yara dances in her seat. She stands up.
Get up now.
Kofi stares at Keisha and Yara as they dance. Other factory workers look amused.
I know you want to dance. Mama, you know you want to dance.
At her work table, Kofi wiggles her shoulders and laughs. At the radio station, the guitarist, Denny, and another man step out of a room.
Good work, Denny.
Thanks.
Headed to the docks?
Yeah, I gotta hustle. They don't like it when I'm late.
Then why did they hire you? See you this evening for the second show. See ya. Bye, Denny.
Outside, children run after Denny as he hops into the back of a moving truck. Hanging on to the side, he waves at them. The kids wave back. Denny faces forward as the truck continues through the streets. It passes a shabby building with painted words reading, "Gossip killed the mosquito," "Red sees you," and "Red cargo." Denny glances back as he rides on the side of the truck. Now, a view through a gated entrance shows the truck driving into view. Denny hops off the moving vehicle and runs to the gate. He passes a sign reading Red Cargo, then bumps elbows with a guard as he enters the premises. As Denny punches in his time card, a worker walks up behind him.
You know, Red's gonna get you if you keep coming late.
Denny takes off his guitar.
It's not late, if everyone does it. I told you guys to sleep in an hour. You're gonna need your energy for the festival.
So you want us to skip work Sunday after we come in late Saturday? You're crazy.
We're not supposed to be working Saturday.
Well, make sure to file a complaint. The phones are in the bathroom.
You're hilarious.
You know what's really funny? You on Sunday when you have no job, no house, and no girl.
Kofi wouldn't leave me because I was broke.
Sada, what's wrong with you?
What's wrong with me is that we live in paradise, but none of us have the time or the means to actually live here. We work hard. We deserve a day off, the way I see it. We're just taking what's ours.
Yeah, and Red's gonna take what's his. Your life. Red owns the island. You just work on it.
She's right. I heard that it's not like this when you get off the island. Like in America.
Denny rolls his eyes.
What do you mean?
Their tall co-worker stands.
It's different, though. I heard people are their own bosses. I'm saving up enough to bribe my way off the island. Then I'll go to America and start my own business.
The tall man gives Denny a look.
It's funny.
This is America. Guava's no different than any other country.
I don't know about it, Denny.
America is a concept. Anywhere where in order to get rich, you have to make someone else richer, is America.
The tall man shakes his head.
You're an idiot.
I'm an idiot.
You're an idiot.
I'm an idiot.
Yes, you're an idiot.
I'm an idiot.
Yes, I'm sure you are.
I'm an idiot.
Grinning, Denny crosses the loading area and picks up a wooden crate. He sets it down, then stands on it and gestures to his co-workers.
Ladies and gentlemen, please. Hand in your passports. Welcome to the United States, land of the free, where you, yes, even you, can be your own boss for a price. We just want a party. Party just for you. We just want the money. Money just from you. I know you want to have it. Party just for free. Girl, you got me dancing. Dancing shit for free. We just want the money. Money just from you. We just want a party. Party just from you. I know you want to have it. Party just for free. Girl, you got me dancing. Dancing shit for free. Hey!
Denny points to an older man who turns on a machine. The tall man shakes his head and steps away. Denny follows him through the work area.
This is America. Don't catch you slipping, though. Don't catch you slipping, though. Look what I... Hey. This is America.
Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now.
The tall man sits at a desk. Vinny dances behind him. America. Wearing red jumpsuits, several co-workers join him in a synchronized routine.
Police be tripping now. Yeah, this is America. Guns in my area. I got the strap. I gotta carry.
The tall man grabs a remote control switch, which hangs from the ceiling.
Yeah, yeah, I'ma go get the bag. Yeah, yeah, or I'ma get the pad. Yeah, yeah, I'm so cold like, yeah. I'm so dull like, yeah. We gon' blow like, yeah.
Surrounding the tall man, Denny and the workers drop onto their backs. The tall man glances at them uncertainly. They each tap a hand on their chest.
Ooh, tell somebody, you gon' tell somebody.
They make a heartbeat motion as they sit up.
Get your money.
Get your money.
Denny gets up and the tall man walks off. Denny presses a button on the control switch. He and his co-workers dance. Looking frustrated, the tall man gestures toward them as he talks to crew members who shake their heads.
This is America. Don't catch you slipping up. Don't catch you slipping up. Look what I'm whipping up. Look how I'm kicking up.
Denny's co-workers carry him. He pretends to drive as he raps.
I'm so pretty.
They put him down. The tall man picks up a phone. Denny holds up a finger and stares intensely at him. The tall man stares back. Denny opens his mouth. He grimaces. The tall man looks confused. Denny freezes with his eyes wide and his lips pursed in the shape of an O. The tall man slowly hangs up the phone. More co-workers join Denny and the dancers as they bounce and surround the tall man. Denny notices two stern men flanking him. One puts a bag over Denny's head. He and his associate force Denny into the back of a vehicle. Cut to black. Outside a mansion, the two captors lead Denny out of the vehicle. One of them carries the guitar. They escort Denny inside and push him through an opulent foyer. Now Denny sits in a waiting room. One of the captors pulls the bag off his head. Denny glances around.
Please, fill out the name tag and place it on your shirt.
A secretary holds out a clipboard. The goateed captor hands it to Denny, who hesitates.
Why do I need to write my name down? Can I just tell him my name when I get in?
The goateed man snatches the clipboard from him and fills out the name tag. He slaps it on Denny's shirt. The receptionist opens the doors to the adjacent room.
He can see you now.
She gestures to the room. In the elegantly decorated office, a bald, burly man faces away as he pours himself a light green drink. The goateed captor escorts Denny into the office and steps away with the guitar. Denny stands in front of the desk, shifting his weight.
Denny Maroon, you play the guitar, right?
Well, I like to think I do a little more than that.
I'm a fan of yours.
Red points at Denny.
Red cargo is the best cargo.
Red dances. Denny smiles politely.
It's a good song. Please, take a seat.
Thank you.
You know, I listen to you on my radio program sometimes. I don't listen to any other musician but you. You really stand out. Would you like a juice?
Denny spots a small blue bird in a cage.
Juice.
No, thank you.
Red puts down the pitcher.
Health is wealth, as my father said.
He steps forward and points to Denny's guitar.
Is that yours?
The goateed man hands the instrument to his boss. Red eyes it, then sips his drink. He sits at his desk with the guitar in his lap.
My grandfather played the guitar. I always wanted to, but my fingers weren't quick enough, I think.
He plucks the strings.
I realized there was an easier way to enjoy life. You see, with art, you never know how people are gonna feel about it. It can be hard.
Yeah, well, life is hard. You know, my grandfather used to say, the man who doesn't enjoy the cracking of pistachio shells doesn't enjoy the work of a full life.
Red puts down the guitar.
And what would you consider a full life? Music? Marriage? That girl, Kofi.
Denny stares at him. Red reaches for a snack on his desk.
Kofi is a beautiful girl. You have good taste. Just like me.
Denny looks off.
Some kids tell me you're performing tonight. All night long. Look, if people come to your festival tonight, they won't come to work tomorrow. Taking Sunday off is not an option. You understand?
Denny studies him. He nods faintly. Red smiles.
I like you, Denny.
I like you.
He stands, then places a paper-wrapped bundle on the desk in front of Denny.
$10,000 is enough to go wherever you want. Even enough to bring somebody with you. But I'm sorry. You can't play your festival tonight. I'm in charge of the people of this island. I have to do what's best for everyone.
Yeah, but how do you know what's best for everyone?
Red wears a thoughtful look and strokes his beard. He nods at Denny, then picks up the guitar and raises it over his shoulder. He smashes it on the floor and Denny cowers. Red tosses the broken guitar. Denny blinks as he looks up at Red.
Now you have an excuse. You fell.
Red gestures to the goateed man who walks over and grabs Denny's arm.
I'll be listening to your radio show. 5 o'clock, right? You'll say there's no festival.
The man escorts Denny out. Red sits and sips his drink. On the street, a slim man plays a pair of pans. By the coast, Kofi kneels on a blanket in a grassy area. A woman approaches her.
Bendiciones para ti, para los tuyos.
Gracias.
¿Puedo bendecir tus alimentos?
Sure.
The woman kneels beside Kofi.
Bendice este alimento, Señor, para que nutre y purifique a esta joven pareja y que tengan felicidad.
Kofi spots Denny approaching. She notices a bruise on his face.
What happened to your face?
I fell.
Let me see.
No, I'm good. Fine.
Well, where's your guitar?
It smashed when I fell.
So what are you gonna do tonight?
I'll figure something out.
Kofi eyes him.
What's going on right now?
Nothing. I'm on time. That's what's going on.
No, that's what's scary.
They kneel by the praying woman.
Que limpien la lujuria del diablo.
She smiles.
He terminado. Buenos días.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Kofi tries to touch Denny's bruise.
Let me look at that.
No. I'm okay.
She sits down and stares at him.
So how are the dots?
Well, you know,
orthodox. I moved this box over here to over there.
Kofi studies Denny.
What really happens today? Because I feel like there's something you're not telling me right now.
Like what?
Nothing.
Kofi looks away. Denny takes a sandwich from a container.
Finished your song.
Congrats.
He glances off, then puts the food back and closes the container.
You'll feel like summertime.
He raises his brow.
It's way prettier.
Kofi looks at him, then gives a brief nod. Denny looks off. He stands.
Come on. Let me show you something.
He starts walking.
Come on.
Kofi gets up.
This building.
She follows him to two women and a boy next to a pair of steel drums. One of the women plays.
Hola.
Hola.
Denny gives them money.
Just follow my lead.
Holy shit.
Kofi sits and watches Denny, who tosses his bag aside and stands in front of her on the sand. The women play the steel drums while the boy plays a güiro. Denny dances while singing to Kofi.
You'll feel like summertime. You took this heart of mine. You'll be my Valentine in the summer.
Kofi watches him without smiling.
You are my only one. Just dancing, having fun. Out in the shining sun of the summer.
Denny dances closer to Kofi.
Do love me, do love me, do love me, do love me. Do. Do love me, do love me, do love me, do love me.
Put no one else above you.
Do love me, do love me, do love me, do love me.
He grimaces at her.
Do love me, do love me, do.
Denny makes a silly face as he dances. Mimes looping a rope over Kofi. He pretends to reach the end of the rope, then mimes pulling on it as he steps closer to her. He sits next to Kofi and she walks off. Now she walks by the water and wears a soft smile. Gazing off, she bites her lip. Denny catches up and walks beside her as he dances.
I love you, I love you, be the one more. Put no one else above your smile, your brains, your eyes.
Denny motions for her to stop, then waves his arms as he dances in front of her. He shakes his hips. Denny beckons Kofi, then dances from side to side. She laughs and joins him. A wide view shows them dancing on a pier. Denny turns her around.
Yeah, there we go. Look at that. You can't be mad at that. You can't be mad at that.
They put their arms around each other. They turn their heads and their smiles fade.
I gotta go. We didn't get to talk about what you want to talk about.
It's fine.
You sure?
I'll tell you at home. Go.
All right. See you later.
Bye.
Kofi smiles as she watches Denny leave. At the factory, Yara sews trim on a piece of blue silk. She watches Kofi carry a basket of fabric to her workstation and sit down. Kofi starts to sew.
So, did you tell him? No. Look, it's gonna be fun. Artists like adventures, and little babies are just like adventures, you know? Kido, put it down.
Kido pulls a cloth off his head.
Artists also like the freedom.
Yara checks behind her.
Hey, look what I got. Ooh, but tonight?
She pulls out a glittery garment.
Don't touch it. Naima, what you wearing tonight?
Naima turns to them.
There's no festival tonight.
What?
I heard Red is getting Denny not to play. One way or another.
Kofi stares at her.
Who told you that?
Yeah, I know.
Naima continues working.
She has way too much attitude. Something's up with her.
Kofi looks nervous.
If Red said not to...
Then he's not that crazy, all right? If it's true, then he's gonna get on the radio and just cancel it.
Kofi gives her a look.
Chill. It's not good for the baby.
She turns to her sewing machine. As she continues working, she wears a distracted look. Now Denny hurries across a wooden footbridge. He jogs across the street, then enters a church. He watches Moppy and a girl singing together. He sits on a pew. Denny stands and applauds.
Why am I here? You guys sound great.
Denny!
You're Denny Maroon?
I told you!
We listened to you on the radio.
Thank you.
Will you play a song for us at the festival?
Denny's smile fades.
Ooh, what do you want to hear?
A new song is soon to dance to.
And dedicated to us.
See what I can do.
Whoa!
He gestures for them to stay quiet. Now, glimpses show the silk factory. A seamstress presses the pedal of her sewing machine. Thread spins off thick spools. At another table, co-workers chat. Two other women glance toward a pair of armed guards conversing. Kofi focuses on sewing a piece of cloth. She stops.
Telling you Red Cargo is the best cargo.
You can feel it in the streets on a day like this that heat it feels.
A co-worker turns up the radio. A close view shows Kofi's face as she listens.
I feel like summer. This feel like summer.
By the water, a radio sits near a person holding a fishing pole. Another radio rests on a garment while women wash clothes in a river. In an office, men listen to the song. Outside a building, two men sit near a radio. One smokes while the other holds a drink. The smoker leans down and turns a knob. In Red's office, a radio stands on his desk. A close view shows Red's hands. He taps on a cup, then lifts it to drink.
Oh,
At the factory, the women continue working while the radio plays.
Thank you for listening. I'll see you at the festival, everyone.
While her co-workers celebrate, Kofi wears a worried expression. In a hallway, the factory workers head out. Kofi weaves past them. She strides outside. By a wall, a pair of drummers plays. Kofi hurries through an alleyway and looks up at the man from the radio station.
Hey, where's Daddy?
He left. He's getting ready for the festival like everyone else. Aren't you going?
Kofi starts to walk away. Red faces her.
Hello. Kofi, right?
Danny's not here.
I know. Always on the move. You headed to the festival?
Yes. I have to get my dress off.
That is exciting. You tell Danny for me, break a leg. Hear?
Kofi smiles politely, then continues walking.
And have fun.
Red watches her leave. A close view shows twirling cloth. At dusk, Kofi makes her way through a crowded street while people dance. Many wear vibrant blue clothing, while others wear elaborate costumes and masks. Kofi scans the area as she walks. She passes a masked man wearing body paint and a woman dancing on stilts. Another person wears a colorful animal costume with large ears. Kofi bumps into a dancing woman. Glimpses show the twirling cloth as she continues searching the street. At night, Kofi walks through another crowded area, decorated with string lights. She weaves past more townspeople facing a stage. Kofi stops by a woman in a blue outfit and peers ahead.
Where's Danny Maroon?
I don't know. Hasn't shown up. Concert was supposed to start at 8.
Kofi looks around. As several band members step on stage, she spots Denny with them. He goes to a microphone.
I mean, I'm sorry I'm late, but I am always late. This festival is a celebration of life. I want everyone here to feel as free as you possibly can tonight. This song is for Zoila Mappi.
Zoila Mappi, Dodo, and Victor applaud from the roof. Kofi wears a nervous look as she watches Denny. He signals to his band members. As Denny performs, glimpses show the jubilant crowd. Kofi presses her hands together in front of her face. Kofi continues to watch Denny with a serious expression. Please don't make him do it. Denny does body rolls. In the audience, the slim man plays his pans. Denny smiles as he dances and does a spin. You can feel it. Kofi spots a masked man standing still in the audience. Audience members play drums and brass instruments. The masked man slowly makes his way through the crowd. Kofi keeps watching him as she steps toward the stage. As the crowd dances and Denny performs, the masked man continues forward. Kofi glances between the masked man and the stage. The masked man raises his arm. Denny looks at the crowd. The masked man aims a gun at him and fires. Denny runs off stage. He runs by a truck as gunfire hits it. As the crowd disperses, the masked man follows Denny, who sprints down an alleyway. A view from inside a building shows him running past. The masked man runs after him. Denny runs down a dark passageway between buildings. He ducks past hanging laundry, then reaches an entrance and shakes a grate. He looks around, then continues running. Denny sprints up narrow stairs. He reaches an upper floor and hides behind a wall. Sweat glistens on Denny's forehead as he looks off with a frightened expression. His eyes dart anxiously. He glances toward the sound. Denny pushes himself off the wall and cautiously steps along a set of wide steps. In an area with abandoned furniture, he spots a small bluebird perched on the metal frame of a chair. Denny stares at the bird. A blurred view shows the masked man standing behind him. He raises his gun. Denny collapses. The masked man walks over to Denny. Denny holds up a hand and the masked man shoots him. Denny lies motionless. The masked man lowers the weapon and walks away. Fade to black. Daytime. In a bathroom, Red faces a mirror and shaves. On a terrace, he sits at a small table. He spreads a napkin on his lap and reads a newspaper. Small birds stand in cages mounted along the walls. A maid approaches Red and serves him food.
Thank you, Margaret.
She leaves with an empty tray as Red eats. Now Red heads outside to a parked car. A man opens the back door.
Good morning, Mr. Carter.
Morning, indeed.
Red gets inside. As the car heads down a road, Red sits in the back seat and reads the newspaper. The driver parks in front of the factory building. He gets out and opens the back door for Red, who steps out. He heads toward the building. Inside, Red steps down a hall. He looks around, then heads down another empty corridor. Red furrows his brow as he makes his way to the factory floor. He stares at the vacant workstations, then hurries across the floor. He checks an adjacent room and finds it empty. He runs off. The driver waits at the entrance.
Take me to the car.
They run to the car. At the docks, the car pulls up to the open gate. It drives past a guard at his post. The driver parks in the empty work area, and Red steps out.
Where the hell are you?
He turns around. Red furrows his brow. Outside the church, a group of children sing to a somber crowd.
Maybe all the stars in the night are really dreams. Maybe this whole world is exactly what it seems. Maybe the sky will fall down on tomorrow.
Denny lies in an open casket. Wearing blue clothing, the children hold candles. The townspeople face Denny's colorful casket. The slim man plays his pans. Pallbearers dance as other drummers play. They lift the casket and bounce to the music. On an empty street, Red's driver comes to a stop. Red steps out and gazes ahead as he walks forward. Red stops, facing the oncoming procession. A group of percussionists pass him. The pallbearers and townspeople follow, dancing and smiling. Red watches them as they pass by. He spots Kofi, who wears a vibrant headdress covered by a beaded blue veil. Walking at a stately pace, she glances at him. Red stares at her. Kofi stops and looks at him through her veil.
We got our day.
She smiles, then continues to walk with the parade. Red looks around at the people as they pass him, many wearing blue clothing. A wide view shows a large procession dancing and clapping. As the drummers continue to play, the jubilant pallbearers dance. Wearing a light blue gown, Yara dances with the crowd. Glimpses show the musicians, the pallbearers, and Denny's tall co-worker, who smiles as he dances. The townspeople continue to dance and celebrate as they march. Kofi walks among them with a dignified expression. The pallbearers raise their hands and lift Denny's casket above their heads. Cut to black.
Now I get to tell you a different story from the one my mother told me. I get to tell you a story about how dreams come true.
I like that story.
Me too.
Unit production manager, Jennifer Roth. First assistant director, Donald L. Sparks. Second assistant director, Eric Glasser. Director of photography, Christian Sprenger. production designer, Lucio Seixas. Edited by Isaac Hagee. Music by Michael Uzomuru. Music supervisor, Fam Udiorji. Costume designer, Mobolaji Dawodu. Casting by Carmen Cuba. Co-producer, Caitlin Waldron. Batiza Bismarck Calderon as Amani Dune. Yancel Alberto Monagues Perez as Coley. Ayinsi Amilka Hadines Delgado as Dodo. Carla Talia Pino Piloto as Zoila. Elaine Jonathan Amat Rodriguez as Mappy. Credits roll. Cast: Donald Glover as Denny Maroon. Rihanna as Kofi Novia. Letitia Wright as Yara Love. Nonso Anozi as Red Cargo. Alan Jael Velasquez Abreu as Quito. Renal Arazorena as Butcher. Batiza Bismarck Calderon as Amani Dune. Michael Crespo Cardenas as Denny's Assassin. Barbara Janet Martinez as Shopkeeper Woman. Ayinzi Amilka Jardines Delgado as Dodo. Pedro Julio Diaz Ferran as Denny's Neighbor. Adrian Cisneros Flores as Fish Seller. Talia Rosa Alfonso Gomez as Red Secretary. Victor Manuel Correa Maguera as Red Chauffeur. Claudia Rivero Martinez as Woman at Concert. Kadir Michelle Varela Moreno as Victor. Iyaima Martinez Navarro as Naima. Luis Enrique Carreras Ortiz as Factory Guard. Myra Mazora Perez as Fruit Lady. Yancel Alberto Monagas Perez as Coley. Carla Talia Pino Piloto as Zoila. Luis Enrique Quique Quiñones as Radio Station Engineer. Elaine Jonathan Amat Rodriguez as Mappy. Daniel Amat Rodriguez as Man at Concert. Die With You, written by Donald Glover and Dakuri Nache, performed by Childish Gambino. Red Cargo, written by Donald Glover, performed by Donald Glover and Ernesto Gomez. Diálogo Colombiano, performed by Afrikete. This Is America, written by Donald Glover, Ludwig Göransson, and Jeffrey Williams, performed by Childish Gambino. Summertime Magic, written by Donald Glover and Ludwig Göransson, performed by Childish Gambino. Baila Mi Rumba, written by Francisco Feyove Valdez, performed by Julio Gutierrez. Time, written by Donald Glover and Ludwig Göransson, performed by Carla Talia Pino Piloto and Elaine Jonathan Amat Rodriguez. Feels Like Summer, written by Donald Glover and Ludwig Göransson, performed by Childish Gambino and Ernesto Gomez. Saturday, written by Donald Glover and Ludwig Göransson, performed by Childish Gambino and Denny's Band. Die With You, Island Version, written by Donald Glover and Dakuri Nache, performed by El Alacran. Copyright 2019 Guava Films, all rights reserved. Regency Entertainment USA Inc. and Monarchy Enterprises SARL are the authors of this motion picture for purposes of copyright and other laws. Regency and Regency's R logo are registered trademarks of Monarchy Enterprises SARL. This film has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH. Logos, Regency. Amazon Studios.